Yeah, you're right. It's your show.
It is my show. And I'm right.
You're right.
It can't be duplicated. But it can be fucking ripped off like a motherfucker. I don't even know why you would do it. It sounds so weird that you would rip me off. It's like you're soulless. I couldn't do it. Could you do it? Oh, you probably could.
If you decided to rip off like another person's show for a day, you think you could do it?
I'm saying, could you blatantly rip off another guy's show knowing you're blatantly ripping it off?
I don't think I could. I think that would be difficult.
I'll give you an example of where...
Just don't give me an example of anybody blatantly ripping me off.
Anyway, the robot sidekick, Jeff, on Craig Ferguson is fairly blatantly gay. And they were saying something about if someone was anti-Jeff, would they be homophobic? And Ferguson, just as a throwaway line that people barely even laughed, that he said, no, that would be robophobic. Mm. And I was like, how have I never heard that word before? Robophobic, like, can Raw Dog do a song for Death, Death, Die? And then I snapped out of it right away, and I was like, but I'll always know.
That you got
I'll
it from
always
him.
Know that I didn't make that up.
And why? And how could you do it?
Yeah, it's just no fun. That's all. It's just no fun.
I just don't understand how anybody could... I don't want to sound like anybody. It's like a painful... The only person that I ever found... You know, when we heard when Stern played his old Stern shit, and I was like, oh my god, he had a fucking voice machine 25 years ago. I've done nothing. I thought I was so fucking clever when I bought that thing. I was like, hey, look at me, I sound like a deep guy. Is that like a deep little weak guy? And then I heard him, I don't know, some shit from K-Rock years, and I was like, oh, God. We've done nothing. But if he did that on satellite radio, and then I went down to the music store and bought the same device and did my own bits off his bits, I can't look in the mirror. Yeah, I feel like somebody opens a door and you walk through it and you open up five other doors.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just, you know what? It's a free country. I'm happy for everybody, but I personally could not do that unless it was progressional.
Right. It's okay. It's one thing to riff on something. It's another that you have to add.
I heard something today that was not progressional. It was backwards. And it was out of my ass. And that was it was creepy.
No, I did not. I did not hear what you heard.
I did. I heard it personally. I didn't have to hear anybody else. I was just.
You were just there.
I just turned it on. I was like, "Oh my god! How do you? Okay, whatever you want to do. Fair enough. Still happy for you. Still happy for everybody."
And again, maybe if enough people start ripping you off, it'll just become like its own genre of radio. And people will just, you'll just be this influence for all these other shows to come after you.
Stern Dog.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you trying to tell me that Bubba Love Sponge got his fucking shit out of his own head? It's all Stern.
Yeah, the only thing...
We're all fucking Stern regurgitators.
I think the only thing you can compare to Howard Stern, frankly, is the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah.
I've even heard him say... A little bit of, like, I didn't make it up. I got it from somebody else. Nobody says that about him. Like, I will.
Right.
Even when I don't. Like, my voice machine, I honestly thought that I was the first person to ever have an altered voice on the radio. And then I heard radio from 25 years ago, and when I heard it, I came on the radio and went, guess what? He did everything. I actually thought I did something that he didn't do the other day, and turns out, no, that's not true. He already did that. He just did it so long ago that I missed it. That's the only difference. I remember when he did the Cher voice, Stern's ripping you off, and I was like, okay, well, we're even, because every other thing I've ever done is out of his ass. But so nobody else is going to say that.
It's a fine line between what is sampling something and making new creative art out of it, or what is just basically imitating something and not adding anything.
Right, and not everybody's going to agree on where that line is. Right.
I feel like everybody has an argument. I know what I know, and I would be uncomfortable with it, but obviously they're not, so that's okay. But I would personally feel uncomfortable because I know that I was here. If I was there longer and then a new guy came along with new stuff and then I ripped his stuff off, I would be uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all.
I thought you felt like somebody insulted you. Funny, like I got burned this weekend.
I did get burned. I got burned this morning. I was like, oh, God, come on, guys. Can you fucking get an original bone?